With the U.S. presidential elections primary season underway, spending on policy ads is on the rise. And if you think you've seen more ads about guns over the past few elections, you're not imagining things. New research shows that spending on gun-related ads has seen a significant uptick in recent election cycles. Guns in America's Alana Wise has more.
I'll always defend West Virginia.
As your senator, I'll protect our Second Amendment rights. That's why the NRA endorsed me.
Nothing we won't do to make it right. Now Floridians are standing up to gun violence, demanding universal background checks, bans on assault rifles, and protecting
virtually
our
all deer hunting ammunition.
Where is this guy from?
He's probably never been hunting a day in his life.
Just a few years ago, gun policy ads like these were a rarity in major election cycles. But that's begun to change over the last several years, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. According to an analysis of political ads from 2012 to 2018, the number of TV spots referencing guns increased eightfold. Gun policy ads went from accounting for just 1% of candidate ads in 2012 to taking up 8% of the airwaves in 2018. Colleen Berry is the lead researcher on the study. She says interest groups on both sides of the debate are taking a more active role in communicating their views.
Candidates are shaping their policy priorities in a way that include their stances on guns, in particular in terms of a focus on reducing gun deaths in a way that never happened in the past, but also that political pressures and sort of the changing movement of guns is pushing candidates to take a stand in a way that hadn't occurred in the past.
Opinion polling has long shown gun policy to be top of mind for many voters.
In some sense, political advertising has caught up to public opinion in the sense that gun regulation messaging is now part of the dialogue and political advertising in the context of campaigns.
And those political ads amount to big business. The Johns Hopkins study showed that more than $6 billion was spent in the 2016 presidential election cycle, a number dwarfed by the more than $10 billion expected to be spent in this year's race. So far, gun safety organizations have spent some $15 million on the 2020 race. Gun rights groups, including the National Rifle Association, have spent just over $1 million, according to Open Secrets, the election spending tracker website. Part of the reason guns and policy ads are a big sale? Because of the increasingly divisive nature of the gun debate, says Jennifer McCoy, a political science professor at Georgia State University.
So I think it's the combination of our increased political polarization overall and the divides between the parties and the gun issue and gun ownership is one of those issues that lines up with the parties, and therefore the two sides are much more in conflict than in the past.
The study found that a narrowing majority of these ads focused on pro-gun rights positions at 51% of all gun-referencing political ads. Nearly 30% of these references were exclusively pro-gun regulation, and just 1% included both pro-gun rights and pro-regulation references. For Guns and America, I'm Alana Wise.